I'm Kiyomi Kiyoshi.
And I'm Griff Griffith, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your source for the information, the inspiration, and everything else you might need to help you start, manage, and grow your business on what is indeed the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 285, getting 15 away from 300, Kiyomi.
Wow. I'll be here on the 300th episode.
You will. I know that Brian wanted to be there, but I think retirement was more important than making the odometer go over, so.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I talked to Brian, everyone.
Oh, how was it?
He's enjoying it. He's out on the links. He's going to games. He's done a little traveling. So yeah, he's full into retirement.
Hitting the ground running.
I asked him, hey, don't you want to know what's going on eBay? And he said, not right now. Thanks. I'm busy.
I tried to give him some leeway. He kept saying, if anything comes up, feel free to reach out. And I was like, Brian, come on. You have to set some boundaries. Like, you're retiring. Okay, like, just cut it off. And I've held off because I want him to enjoy his retirement. But it sounds like he's not thinking about eBay, which is good.
Well, normally when you leave eBay, your corporate email is shut off, your account. His email is still available.
Oh, and when I go to message him, it says vacationing.
Yes.
I was like, this is a pretty long vacation, I would say. Permanent one, but
I think you got to jump off the fence there, Brian. You've either retired or you haven't.
Yeah.
We miss you. We love you. We know you listen. And we're glad that you're having a good start to the retirement.
Yes. We'll have to hear all about it. Well, Griff, who's our guest this week?
Oh, well, this week, this is going to be interesting because we're going to talk with an eBay seller named Andrew Casemeyer of Crypto Designs Company. Andrew sells on eBay, but he uses a company called Printify to create branded merchandise that he lists on eBay as his inventory. And I could tell you more, but I think I'll save this so Andrew can tell you, and we'll dive into the details with him in a few minutes. But first, Kiyomi, do we have any news from the eBay news desk?
We do. This week, there are two items I want to tell you all about. First, if you miss the spring seller check-in that happened 2 weeks ago, you can always view the entire sessions as it was recorded. To find the YouTube link and read more about the spring seller check-in, go to ebay.com/announcements and look for the seller check-in post. It's titled, Watch Now, New Product Updates Announced at Seller Check-in.
And I watched it because I couldn't make it that day. And it's a pretty good hour. You'll learn a lot.
Yeah. I actually participated in it that day as a moderator, so tons of helpful information.
Yeah, and during the YouTube, you get to see that interaction with the sellers that are asking questions, for example.
Yeah, it's great. And although spring is officially just 2 days away, winter doesn't give up that easily. I feel like a bit of a baby for complaining because it's been raining all day today. I know other places are experiencing storms that are tearing across many areas of the United States and have brought extreme weather to several regions. So as usual, if your business has been impacted, eBay will automatically protect your seller performance, including your late shipment rate, your valid tracking upload rate, item not received cases due to late delivery, as long as you upload tracking before the case was open and have a physical scan from the carrier, and defects resulting from transactions you canceled. eBay continues to make necessary adjustments to delivery date estimates so that your buyers have accurate expectations. eBay will also remove any associated negative and neutral feedback, and these cases will not impact your service metrics rating for item not received.
It's basically the same kind of boilerplate for every extreme weather event, but they seem to be getting more frequent.
I've noticed that as well. Many people from the shipping team have been pinging me lately, and I was like, what is going on?
I have a friend in Colorado. Apparently, they're, as we speak, getting something like 4 feet of snow in areas of Colorado.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I was on a call with someone, and he was like, I'm admiring the snow. So he was happy about it.
If you've spent any time up there, this is the time of year where it snows one day, it's 4 feet, and then 2 days later, it's 70 degrees, and all of it's melted. So fingers crossed. But for those of you who are in that situation, the last thing we want you to worry about is your eBay seller status. We got you covered.
Yep. Focus on the safety of you and your family.
So with that, I'm going to go visit with Andrew, talk to him about his service that he uses for finding inventory for eBay. And then you'll be back for questions, I hope.
We'll see if I have time.
Kiyomi, don't do this to me because I got questions and I'm going to need you to help with the answers.
Yeah, we'll see. Have fun with Andrew.
Sourcing, sourcing, sourcing. It's the topic du jour every day on eBay. Where do you source? How do you source? How do I differentiate myself and where I find my inventory? Lots of questions all the time, and we're happy for those because it keeps the podcast interesting. Today, we're going to talk about a particular process. It's called print on demand, and joining us is a seller on eBay, Andrew Casemeyer. He sells under the Crypto Design Company. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, thank you, Griff. Thanks for having me.
We want to talk a little bit about this different way of sourcing. So can you share a bit about your background and maybe how you first got started on eBay as a seller?
I'm 35. You know, I work full-time actually in IT as a software developer. And eBay first caught my eye during market research when I was starting my company out. And eBay really didn't come to mind initially as like a potential platform and marketplace. And then I started doing some research and I saw that it's top 3, top 5 in sales volume. And I said, why aren't I taking advantage of this? So I worked with Katie and some other help and I got my shop started back in August and it's been nothing but good things since then.
Who's Katie? Can you tell us who Katie is?
Yeah, Katie is actually my growth advisory assistant, I guess. She helps me grow my business, helps me with work with eBay and the vendors from there to kind of grow my business and help me with my store, things I can improve on, experiences, issues.
Let's talk about POD, otherwise known as print on demand. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what the business model looks like for you?
It's a great idea. For a lot of people, you don't want to have the inventory and manage it and have a warehouse to house all of it. What print on demand is essentially you create the designs and you set it up and you create the storefronts, and Printify and print on demand essentially takes those designs. And whenever an order comes in, they are responsible for putting the design onto a shirt, hoodie, or a mug, shipping it out to your customer. You don't have to do any of that difficult business, I'll say, in between. I have tried it doing myself and it was a lot. It's exhausting putting shirts, designs, making sure it's lined up perfectly. Printify takes care of all of it.
So how does it work on eBay though? Because I know that there's other services that kind of provide this, but it's not really integrated to eBay. I know somebody, a friend of mine, who is an illustrator and does his own work and has it put on product. But when he explained to me the process, it seemed like it was really a little complicated. How does the Printify product work on eBay and what advantages does it provide to you?
Well, Printify has a huge catalog of 900 plus products and no catalog is bigger. Their prices are very competitive, especially with Printify Premium, which is their monthly service that you pay. And what that does is it actually gives you decreased prices. So if you make, sometimes it's like as little as just 10 sales a month, it actually makes sense to sign up for that. They also have global vendors. So it's not just in the US. They have vendors all over the world, mostly in Europe and all the countries over there. Global reach is a lot easier. And that helps with something that they have called order routing. I'm in the US and I use primarily US vendors. But with order routing, they have a process that will identify where the customer is and actually route my order to a manufacturer or vendor that's closer to my customer, which actually saves me costs too. And I don't have to do anything. It's done automatic, which is amazing.
Okay, now you're selling me. I love not doing anything and making money. It's a great
exactly.
business model.
Exactly, right. They take care of it all. Printify is a very easy app. I mean, the hardest thing is just kind of getting started and getting the designs out there. But eBay is one of the oldest, most well-known marketplaces around. It's one of the largest as well. And their global reach and their range of products that you can find on eBay just make it perfect to sell just about anything, really. And Printify integrates seamlessly with eBay. I can go from design to product to eBay in a matter of minutes. And then from there, I just let eBay's proven name recognition basically do the rest and bring the customers to me.
It sounds pretty simple, actually, when we're talking about all this. But you're our example merchant because you use the product. And I'm curious to know how this integration of Printify into your own business, how it's enhanced your eBay store product offerings, and has it made a difference in your sales?
For sure. Initially, when I started out, I did something small, just simple shirt designs, hoodies, stuff like that. But then as I explored Printify's catalog, there's a ton of items that you would never even think of or that I'd be able to do myself. So you could print on mugs, tumblers, you can create pillows. I mean, you can do curtains, plush blankets. It's basically it's an oyster. You know, you just have to find the products that you think people will like. And Printify has it. And they continue to add to that catalog. Really, Printify just keeps coming out with new options. And I just have to use my imagination and create a design that I think will work.
So you create your own designs. How does that work? And does Printify help?
Printify actually did come out recently. They have sort of like an AI integration that you can use. They also have a catalog of, let's call it, default designs and other things that you can use. Like for instance, Valentine's Day just happened. They had a bunch of Valentine's Day type designs that you could use. especially if you're just starting out, that might be helpful to kind of give you some ideas of designs to start out with and kind of explore off that.
How long have you been using print on demand?
I've been using, I started in, late 2022. And I believe my first sale was like December 25th of 2022. So it's been, a little over a year now.
What are some of the things that you've learned using the product and how to best maybe propel your business forward?
I think the biggest thing is just actively publishing designs and new ideas. They're not always winners, but sometimes you just have to put out some quantity of designs to see what sticks with people. Something that I like, other people might not like, and vice versa. You just have to keep shooting your shot to see what sticks with potential customers.
So if you put up a design through Printify and you don't get any sales, do you still pay for that product?
How it works is there's, listing or insertion fees. So there might be like a 50-cent charge just to list your item. And it stays up there for 30 days or 60 days like that. It doesn't cost you anything after that point. Really, you're just paying 50 cents to kind of see if something hits. And if it hits just once, it's already paid for itself.
Okay, so that's a minor expense to test the market, I think.
Definitely.
What have you found over the last year or so? Have you discovered that some designs and products work better for you than others?
Yeah, it's kind of like trial and error. But really, from my experience, it's things that are going on in the world, news related, especially for crypto or banking, like we had in March 2023 with all those bank runs. If you jump on a design early and you're one of the first ones out there, those kind of things that are kind of funny and parody, those were the big sellers.
So your niche is crypto then?
Crypto with, and I kind of moved to finance as well, general finance, TradFi, Wall Street, companies like that as well.
And we'll put a link to your store in the episode overview for this episode so that people can go and visit the store and get a good idea of the products that you're offering. Apparently, after a year and a half, these are going to be products that you know have a history of sales, so you keep them up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you see trends that seem to be working for you versus trends that are not? I mean, do some things, like you said, banks a year ago were a big thing. Do those tend to fall out of favor and new trends take place? And how do you keep on top of that?
Definitely. So I think back in March of 2023, when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and all those banks were having issues, that was huge. That was my biggest month ever at that point. And then slowly, it kind of dies down a little bit. You still get some sales here and there. You really have to stay on top of that news cycle, kind of what's trending in your market, whether it be Wall Street, finance, or crypto. Yeah, trial and error. And then sometimes there's things that just don't work out. I went through a small phase with using generative AI to create shirt designs. Maybe I was using the wrong AI product or something, but the designs weren't kind of what I was shooting for. I put up a couple, 5 to 10 different shirt designs, and I don't think any of them really sold. But, you just have to kind of reassess and move on from that. And, maybe in the future, go back to it. Something that's great is Copilot. Microsoft Copilot just came out. And I know that they're kind of starting that. And I've used a few designs or created a few designs on that. And those look a lot better and might actually fit my target audience.
It's ever changing. So you have to stay on top of what your audience needs.
For sure.
How do you see your business growing on eBay in the coming years?
Well, first of all, I think since I'm still a new business, I started in August. I think just, focusing on three strategic areas, reputation. So selling more and increasing my seller ratings to gain trust of eBay customers, expansion, creating new ideas, branching out to new products as they become available through Printify, and innovation. So coming up with those new designs or placing an old design.
We talked about Printify having designs in their catalog you can use, but you can come with your own design. If you're an artist or an illustrator, for example, you could put your artwork on products to sell.
Absolutely. If you have the design touch and you're really good at that, but you're not the best at creating shirts or doing the Cricut process or all that stuff, which I wasn't, then you can still take advantage of your skills that you have with designing. I feel like that's the hardest part, is coming up with something that other people would like. And then Printify will take care of that. And like I said, their vendors are top of the line. And you can choose your vendor as well when you create these items.
Oh.
So you can choose the vendors. They have scores, so you can see which vendors are better. And the scores fluctuate weekly or monthly based on production speed, quality, and other things of that nature.
Yeah, similar businesses, I know that's a big concern, because sometimes the quality of the actual item you're printing on is not quite what you hope for.
Right.
And you don't actually handle these products. They are shipped directly from Printify.
Correct. They're shipped from the vendor that prints it. Sometimes I don't even know, you know, how it's looking until someone might have an issue. There's been very few issues, but when they do, when someone does reach out and they say, you know, I've had an issue with this bug, there's scratches on it or whatever. The best part about Printify is that if you send them a picture of the issue, like a thread is off and like a hat design that they had in the past, or like there's scratches on the mug, if you work with their customer service, they will ship out a brand new mug to that customer, or they'll refund them. Obviously, don't take advantage of that, but
no,
but
no.
I've never had an issue with Printify. As long as you produce a photo of the issue, they'll issue a refund or reprint the mug or the item and send it to the customer.
So if a buyer on eBay purchases one of your products and they want to return it for whatever reason, and they go through eBay returns, it integrates with Printify?
Oh, it does not do returns like that. Typically, what happens for me is, and I get very few returns. This is for now. It could change. But if anyone has an issue, I usually tell them to just keep the product, give it as a gift or donate it, and I will refund their money. Like I said, I've had very few returns, so I haven't had an issue with that. You know, you just eat the cost here and there, but that's part of doing business, and I want to make sure my customers are happy and that they're not being taken advantage of, because that's not why I'm here and that's not why I'm doing.
For existing eBay sellers who are interested in exploring more about print on demand, what are some tips you would share based on your experience to help them get started and avoid some maybe obstacles or challenges that you experienced when you first started using the product?
And my thought process is you have existing vendors who might do everything themselves. They might have their own print shop. Maybe they do shirts or hoodies or sweaters or whatever it is. So I think one of the biggest benefits is the huge catalog that Printify has. So maybe you're doing shirts and hoodies, but you want to branch out to something else and you don't want to have to get all the items and equipment required to put stuff on mugs or tumblers or stuff like that. That's where Printify can kind of help you out, even if you do have your own shop. So maybe you do the shirts, but you want to branch out to other products like mugs. That's where you can use Printify to put your same designs on mugs instead, and you don't have to expand your equipment or anything like that with your manufacturing or inventory and stuff like that. I think the Printify eBay integration really does make life a lot easier. So as soon as I publish a product from Printify, it integrates with eBay and it uploads it immediately within minutes. I don't have to take things from Printify, copy it over, or manually type a title or description into the eBay product. It saves time and money and allows you to focus more on designs, which is what you'd want to do.
Where can our listeners find out more about you and Printify itself?
Listeners can visit my shop on eBay at ebay.com/str/cryptodesignsco. And then anyone interested in getting started with Printify can use a link that I'll provide to you, Griff. I don't know if you want me to send it out. It's got a whole bunch of numbers and stuff on it, but
Yeah, you can send it to me and then I'll put it into the episode overview. But I do have something from Printify, and they say that if you're ready to try the product out, act fast because the first 100 listeners will get an exclusive offer. You can supercharge your store with Printify, create custom products without upfront costs, and claim a $10 coupon for your sample order with a code TRYPRINTIFY10. That's TRYPRINTIFY10. You can experience risk-free growth. Try eBay and Printify now. So if you go to printify.com and sign up and you use that code TRYPRINTIFY10, that's TRYPRINTIFY10, you'll get a $10 coupon with your sample order when you start out. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you so much. This has been really helpful. I'm actually piqued, and I know somebody close to me who could really benefit from this. So I'm going to, as soon as we get off the air, I'm going to go and talk to them about it.
That's awesome.
So thank you, Printify, and thank you, Andrew, for telling us about print on demand and how it can work for eBay sellers. Really a great idea. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, Griff.
You got questions?
Well, we've got answers. And Griff, our first question this week is from seller Phil, who sent this to podcast@ebay.com. Hello, and thanks for all the information you provide us sellers. My eBay store is Collectors World Toys, and I have a question about feedback. When a customer leaves a seller feedback and we reply to their comment, do they get any notification that we replied to it? If you're still offering mugs, I'd love one, please. Phil Macy.
Well, Phil, of course we'll send you a mug, but you got to send us your address. He did send it, by the way, so.
Yeah, great news, Phil. Yeah, you will be getting a mug. And going back to your question, I'm pretty sure that the buyer does not receive a notification of the response left to their feedback.
Yeah. Have you ever had one?
That's what I was going to say. I don't think this has ever been experienced.
I know I've never received a notification saying somebody has responded to a feedback you've left, either as a buyer or seller. But, you know, just because I haven't received one and you haven't, maybe they're out there. If you have had this in the past where you've got a notification, let us know at podcast@ebay.com. But in the meantime, if you have a reason why you'd love to be able to get notifications, let me know. I don't think we would ever set that up. I think we're always looking for ways to cut down the amount of email or notifications that we send out to buyers and sellers.
And once again, if you are one of those rare ones who have, please let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to know about it.
I'm curious now. All right. Well, our next question is from seller Christina, who wrote this to podcast@ebay.com. Hi, might have missed this question, but if so, please direct me to an episode. I'm mainly a clothing seller in Australia, Class C clothing. When I am outsourcing, I regularly get buyers wanting a combined invoice as they combine the postage on a multiple purchase. I haven't found that ability on the mobile app. It might be a duh moment. Is that duh?
You know, like Homer Simpson, duh.
Oh, duh. Okay. It might be a, I don't know if I can do that. Duh?
You stop and I'll do it. Okay.
Okay, yeah. And yeah. Okay. It might be a
duh
moment. Haha. I just don't want them to wait until I get back to my office to do this, as I am all about the speed of transaction and postage for my customers. I have also tried to open eBay and Safari, but it just diverts back to the mobile app. Mm. Kind regards, Christina McCormick.
Well, thanks for that question, Christina. It gives us an opportunity to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. You may have noticed, Christina, in fact, you have, based on your email, that the feature for sending invoices is not currently available in the eBay mobile app. It is available on the phone via your web browser, but as you noticed, when you open a web browser on your phone, be that Chrome or Safari or iPhone or Android, and you go to www.ebay.com, the view defaults automatically in that web browser to a mobile web version of the main desktop site that basically looks like the eBay app, and it has the same limited functionality. But there's a little secret that you can use that'll get you to the full desktop app. Well, when you're on that page that shows you yet again, a mobile web version, scroll all the way down to the bottom of that mobile web page in your mobile browser. And then at the very, 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 very bottom, there's a little tiny link. It says Classic Site. And if you click it, this will load the full-size desktop version of eBay onto your mobile browser with every single bell and whistle. Now, it's not ideal because the desktop site is not built to fit on a small phone screen, but you can maneuver and navigate by zooming in and out, doing that pinch gesture that we all use now. I'm getting arthritis in my thumbs from using it. And you could use that version, which is the classic site, like you would a desktop version of eBay, and you can do everything. Everything that's available on desktop is available now on your phone, albeit not easy to see or navigate.
And it sounds like you really value the efficiency of these transactions. So if you want to go through that process, there's a workaround for you. Thanks, Griff.
I have used it not for sending invoices, but I double checked. You can do it. Again, it's just going to take a little bit of scrolling and zooming. But if a speed of response is important to you and you're not near a desktop version of eBay, this is going to get you there. So
yeah. And as for the invoice thing, just to clarify though, the buyer has to put the desired items in the shopping cart and then click the link for request total. The seller, you in this case, cannot send the invoice without this buyer input happening first. Invoices can only be sent prior to the payment, not after.
Yeah, and it's why a lot of sellers now are starting to put text in their item description that says if you want to purchase multiple items for a shipping discount or combined shipping, don't purchase them individually. Make sure you put them all in your shopping cart and then go to the cart. Look for the items, and they're always grouped by seller. And up on the right-hand corner, there should be a link that says request total.
So buyers, make sure you are reading item descriptions.
Yes.
All the time.
If you're a buyer and you happen to tune into this podcast, Muzzle Tough, we love having you, but make sure you read the descriptions. Our last question this week, Kaomi, is actually not from a podcast@ebay.com email or phone call. It's from a seller who posted a question on our very popular eBay for Business podcast page. It's for our eBay for Business group on Facebook. And our group members never fail to deliver the best and most interesting and sometimes very funny answers. So I thought you and I could read the question and then read through a few of the answers, the lots of posts that were made, and then we can give our take on the question. So if you want to take it away from here, you can read the question.
Sounds good to me. So here's the Facebook group post where eBay seller Brenda asked the following question. I am a reseller on eBay. I got a message from a buyer stating they did not receive their package. Tracking shows it was delivered in her mailbox. How should I handle this? Thank you.
We have lots of sellers who heard that question and said, yep, that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone probably has a different way of dealing with it. Several sellers did have advice for Brenda. And here's what some other group members posted in their responses. Why don't you read the first one?
So Christina responded, have her open an item not received case. Enter the tracking to the case. As long as you shipped it on time to the address on file, eBay should close the case in your favor.
Yeah. And I have to admit, that's the short and sweet answer that's absolutely spot on. And it's typical of the majority of responses that other sellers posted. It is absolutely correct. When tracking shows an item as delivered, the seller is indeed technically off the hook for that transaction. But you know, another seller pointed out something important, and this was from seller Conley, who says this, you're 100% correct. This item most likely will be delivered in a day or two if it shows as delivered, but it hasn't shown up. But as long as it shows it's been delivered, eBay will indeed close this in the seller's favor. Sorry. I've had this happen once in a while, but I'm glad not too often. And then Ian says, a conscientious seller would follow up with the courier to clarify the delivery, maybe get a GPS location of the delivery scan personally. Says Ian, I also asked the buyer to sign a declaration of non-receipt because he says a genuine buyer will agree to sign it. I included Ian's take. I think it's interesting, but you want to reach out to the buyer. But anyway, so that's the two responses, one from Conley and one from Ian.
Yeah, any seller in this situation should always assure the buyer that their experience is top of mind for the seller. To that end, seller Christavon's answer covered just about everything. She posted, the easy answer is, not your problem if tracking shows the package as delivered. It's not your job to stay at their mailbox and make sure their mail doesn't get stolen. But the best answer shows excellence in customer service. Here's the email text I have saved to respond to the buyer. Besides sending this, I will also file a missing mail report at the website of the shipping company. Chris Vaughn went above and beyond by supplying this, but here's what she sends to each of her buyers when this happens. Hello. Thank you for reaching out. According to the USPS tracking, your item was delivered at change date and time. Please check with your family and neighbors to make sure that someone did not pick it up without telling you. If that does not turn it up, you can speak with your mail carrier or local post office and ask them to confirm the delivery location as they have GPS coordinates in their scanners that record exactly where a package is delivered. I hope this information helps. Thank you for your business and I hope you have a great week. Sometimes it really is just a case of a family member or a neighbor bringing a package inside and forgetting to tell someone about it.
Yeah. So I think her advice is spot on too. Another thing that you can do, and some other people mentioned this, is to reassure a buyer that, again, if it shows delivered, it may just be a mistake in tracking and it should show up. If it doesn't show up in a few days, take it from there, file the case. Hopefully, he'd be able to have you covered. I love the idea of saying to the buyer, you know, I can help you. I can start the process. I can contact the carrier, find out what's going on. In a lot of cases, the buyer may have to file that case, but at least showing the buyer that you're concerned, even though, yeah, technically you're off the hook, I think it goes a long way to getting that buyer reassured. And wouldn't you want a retail seller to do the same for you? If you ordered something and it never showed up, even though tracking shows it's delivered. These were great answers.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, just going that extra mile to offer this reassurance is much appreciated from the buyer. So
that's not the last word here. So how would you have answered Brenda's question? Send your example response to us at podcast@ebay.com or call it in at 888-723-4630.
Exactly. In fact, you can always call in a question to our voice line at 888-723-4630. Or if you prefer to email your question to us, send it to podcast@ebay.com.
That's 888-723-4630 or podcast@ebay.com. And don't forget to include your shipping address. Should be a street address because we send out by FedEx. Because if we use your question on an upcoming episode, we're going to send you an eBay for Business podcast mug with a built-in USB speaker. And as the disclosure said, limit one per user every 6 months.
Yeah, if you're like Phil and want one of these podcast mugs, make sure you include your address.
And as always, there is a dwindling supply. So when they're gone, they're gone, and we'll have to offer you something different. But before they disappear, it's time for your three-point podcast checklist.
Check the announcement board at ebay.com/announcements for an up-to-date seller news every day.
And although it may not be for every seller, it's certainly worth checking out a service like Printifies, which is a print-on-demand service, which could be the perfect way to add hassle-free branded merchandise to your eBay store.
And if you need to review anything in this episode, it's easy. Check the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to find the links we referenced during the episode.
And next week, as opposed to having a guest, it's time that we feature our quarterly All Questions episode. So please, 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 we need them. Send your questions in today to podcast@ebay.com or call them in at 888-723-4630. Remember, there's a mug in it for you.
We're going to do a lot of talk in that episode, Griff, so I'll have my cup of tea ready to go.
Yes.
And if you haven't done so already, consider joining our eBay for Business podcast Facebook group. Just search Facebook using the words eBay for Business podcast.
And we'll put a link directly to that Facebook group in the summary for episode 285.
We'd like again to thank our guest this week, Andrew Casemeyer.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411. See you next week, Kaomi.
See you then, Griff.